And so we're trapped, we're bound, we're caught without God. Like we sometimes say in our confession at the beginning of the service, we're in bondage to sin and brokenness and fear, imprisoned under God's law. Just like this wretched man filled with demons who's cowering in fear before Jesus. Either we try to hide our sin from ourselves, trying to convince ourselves we're sinless, or we acknowledge the sin and then are filled with despair. Despair which, comprehending our sin, brings God's love and mercy and grace and peace. And the question with which we're left is the same one that the man in the gospel story, the man set free from many demons, our question is his question. Having been set free by Jesus, what will we do with this freedom? What will we do with our freedom from the fear of sin and evil and death, which is Jesus' gift of good news? The decisions can be hard. The choices can be tough. When we choose to trust Jesus, our lives are changed. It changes everything. In the story, the man was transformed, set free. This transformation was so powerful, his neighbors were scared. They were terrified. They responded to Jesus' great compassion for this man by shouting to Jesus, "Go away!" When we respond to the gift of Jesus, faith and trust, when we too are changed, when we too become different from our former ways, from the ways of the world, people may shout, "Go away, leave us alone." So what will we do with our freedom from the fear of sin and evil and death? We'll hear one last time what Jesus said to the man. Go home and tell what God has done for you. And the man did. He went away telling with joy to whoever would listen what Jesus had done.